Episode 522, Fuel Your Body for Optimal Performance.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Do you have your game on? Are you ready? Are you fueling your body for optimal performance? Because that is our topic today. Oh, yes, we are talking nutrition. It is Power Pack Wednesday. Remember, Power Pack Wednesday is all about your fitness or nutrition. We get deeper and deeper into subjects, and that's what we're going to do today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am absolutely thrilled you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com, where you can receive more information. You can sign up for the newsletter there, which is called The Inner Circle, and also the AIM Academy, which is up and coming. When you sign up, you're just asking for the insider scoop. We have got to get going because there is so much to talk about. I mean, talk about so much. I'm talking about a lot. Fuel your body for optimal performance. This is all about fitness, the health, the well-being of your body. It's not just about the physical activity. Last week, we discussed a little bit about staying fit in the summer and where we think we're moving more, but we aren't necessarily moving more. Today, we're going to focus on nutrition. I want to reference you to an episode I recorded before. It's episode number 473. This is one you may want to go back and listen to. This is a good overview. We're not going to go into real deep detail as to what 473 did. It was what you can do to have the greatest impact. And we talked about there, the KISS was fuel your body with premium goodness. In that, we broke it down. Number one, eat real food. Number two, protein at every meal. Number three, vegetables are your BFFs, okay, your best friends. And if you eat in season, guess what? You can save money. Number four, limit starches from morning to early afternoon. And number five, drink water, minimum of 64 ounces per day. Now, with all of that, a deep breath is that you need food to survive, but fuel to thrive. Are you eating to fuel your body? Are you living to eat? Do you think about food a lot? I know when I was going through life, and this was way before my tornado, it wasn't like I was thinking about food all the time, but I was never satisfied. I never had the full factor for me, meaning, you know, like in a car in your gas tank, you've got, you know, 3/4 full, or I'm half a full, or oh, I'm kind of feeling full. I don't have that. My body doesn't regulate very well when it comes to that. And before I went through my tornado in life, I felt like I was always running on empty, yet I was performing always on full. When you perform your life at full, but you feel empty, food becomes something that you think about. I always looked forward to eating. Now, in my life growing up, and I look back in childhood, food for me, it was about food, fun, and fellowship. If there was a party, there was always food. Think about it for you. When you have a party, when you have a get-together, is there always food involved? Whether it's a Wednesday night Bible study, a Sunday after church, you're having the potlucks. Come on, you know, churches are famous for their potlucks. And oh, they are so yummy. You get lots of great food. But are we looking forward to the eating aspect? Are we living? Are we eating to live? Because a lot of us, I believe, are living to eat. We think about, oh my gosh, we're going on vacation. I get to eat all this good food. What about all the activities you get to do? What about spending time together and building the memories there instead of, oh, I get to go to this restaurant? And remember that? Food has a way of getting into our minds that we have to want it a different way. It can be a psychological reaction. I never thought of myself as an athlete. But in actuality, we are all athletes of life. You are training for life. You need to fuel your body for optimal performance. You need it. You need to be able to chase your children in the yard. You need to be able to swim at the beach or run at the park. You need brain power to do the work that you want to do. You need to take care of your body you were given. Now, we may not be able to think of ourselves as elite athletes because, well, we aren't. Most of our elite athletes are less than 1% of the world's population. It's so minute. But you are an athlete. An athlete is a person who is proficient in sports, and your sport is life. You're a woman. You're a wife, a mother. Your sport is life. You have got to train for life and love your journey. God made your body an absolute miracle. When I go and study, when I was studying in college and I was working on my pre-med and getting ready for all the testing and all that, I would look at this stuff and dive into it and go, oh my gosh, it's fascinating how our system works, how the blood flows, where we get our energy from. You need to respect your body. Instead, we live for convenience and acquired taste, or maybe what marketing experts say we should eat, like commercials. We consume via temptation. As a woman of impact, you cannot fall into the quote-unquote norm and expect to reach God's dreams for you. You must fuel your body for optimal performance. Well, in episode 473, when we talked about how you can have that greatest impact, what you can do to do it, one of the key points I focused on was eat real food and drink water. So I want to break it down for you. What are you eating? What have you eaten today? What have you put in your mouth? Maybe you're listening to me right now and you're driving on your way to work. What did you consume? How do you fuel your body for optimal performance? Well, if you're eating foods that are already pre-made, maybe you grab that sausage and egg sandwich from the freezer, or wait, you stopped at your favorite place to grab your great coffee, and then again you grabbed a breakfast sandwich. What are you actually eating? Are you truly eating real food? Or are you eating sugar? Food that's designed and laden with sugar. If you're eating processed foods, I'm telling you now, you're eating sugar. When I talk about eating real food, we're talking about whole food. But when you begin to process the food that you're taking in, you're eating those box meals, those frozen things that are made to be so simple. Have you ever thought about looking at the label and truly understanding what you're eating? No. And I'm answering that for you. Why? Because you're eating for convenience. I don't want to have to prep for mealtime. It's already made for me. It's got to be halfway good. It says healthy right there on the package. Well, for those agencies that are governing our food intake, you sometimes have to question why they're putting healthy on some packages and not healthy on another. We're going to dive into that deeper, but I'm telling you right now, those labels that you see, the word healthy, the word organic, they just have to meet a certain requirement and they're allowed to legally use that term. But in some cases, food that's actually good for us cannot use the word healthy. Kind Bars had an incident with that. They had to go up to bat. They have nuts in there. They have good stuff in there. They have some other stuff in there that we need to talk about later. But they do have stuff, yet they could not. They were slapped on the wrist, made to pay, and were put up that they had to pay all these millions of dollars worth of penalties because they used the word healthy. Yet, why? I believe, if my memory serves me correct, it was about saturated fats. Fats are actually good for you. That's for another episode. But you need to understand that we cannot trust everything that's being put out there. So if you're eating processed foods, things that are made for you, you're shopping in the center of your grocery store, you're consuming more than 60 to 75% of your food is coming from the middle of the grocery store, you are eating nothing but sugar. Think about it. How much are you putting in your body that's real food versus that processed food? The American Heart Association recommends no more than 6 teaspoons of sugar for women. That's broken down to 25 grams. And so you know for your men, it's about 9 teaspoons. That's about 38 grams of sugar. Now, for children, how they do it, it varies based on age and their caloric intake, but it's anywhere between 3 to 6 teaspoons, which is 12 to 25 grams of sugar per day. Let me put this into perspective for you. An average banana has about 5 teaspoons of sugar in it. How much are we supposed to be taking in, women? About 6 teaspoons. Now, mind you, the American Heart Association says of added sugar. So some would argue, well, if we're eating fruits and vegetables, we don't have to count them. I'm here to beg to differ. Your body does not need to eat as much sugar as we are putting into it. Women are eating on average over 85 grams of sugar a day. And I guarantee you, if you're eating majority of the inner side of the inside of your grocery store, you are eating way over that because a banana is 5 teaspoons. So if you have 5 bananas in a day, let's say you're eating a smoothie and you put like, oh man, I'm going to make this great smoothie. I'm putting 2 bananas in because, oh, it tastes so good. It tastes so good because it's made of sugar. You have 2 of those shakes. You've already contained 4 bananas. On average, you've already consumed 20 grams of sugar. This is a wake-up call for you. It's a wake-up call. Whether it's natural sugar, it doesn't matter if you're eating an apple, if it doesn't matter if you're eating a cupcake. Your body sees the sugar that you're intaking as a sugar. It's a chemical reaction. And it's either going to process it and send it to the cells that it needs to, or it's going to take it and what? Store it as fat. Let me go on with a few other stats for you. The World Health Organization, called WHO, WHO, recommends no more than 10% of adult calories should be sugar. Ideally, they say 5%, but we all always like to push the envelope, right? For a 2,000 calorie diet, 5% of that is 25 grams. Wow. Are you like just feeling overwhelmed? How much sugar do you think you've already eaten today? You're probably already ready to turn me off because I'm probably making you a little depressed. This is not to depress you, but this is to open your minds and your hearts to understand how you are fueling your body. If you're putting in nothing but processed foods and you're shopping on the inner sides of the grocery store, you are not fueling your body for optimal performance. You are slowly going to feel sluggish throughout your day. If you don't get a good night's sleep and you wake up kind of sluggish to begin with, and you begin to put in foods that are nothing but laden with more sugar and more sugar and more sugar, and then you add that caffeinated drink, whether it's coming from coffee that's organically grown, and you put in all this other sugary stuff into it to make it taste absolutely good, so you have the latte mocha, whatever it is, your body is going, I'm overloading here. Slow down. It's freaking out. Your pancreas is trying to produce more and more and more insulin so it can handle all this sugar that's flowing in your body because you all of a sudden have this, your glucose, your blood sugar just totally spikes at all these different times. Your body is at war with itself because what you are consuming, you're living to eat, not eating to live. You need food to survive, but fuel to thrive. What are you fueling your body for and with in order to gain optimal performance? You can tell I'm a little passionate about this, but that's because you were created on purpose for a purpose. You're not here to drift through this world or you wouldn't be listening to me now. You know you are a woman of impact. So let's continue. Consuming too much sugar affects the balance of hormones that drive critical functions within your body. You wonder about ADHD. We had a whole episode. I'll put that in the show notes. I can't remember off the top of my head. When I talked about children and we talked a little bit about this with sugar, go back and listen to that again. If it's affecting our children, I guarantee you it's affecting us. Just because we are quote unquote now an adult, woohoo, 18 years or older, or drinking age 21 years or older, does not mean that you're all of a sudden, you can handle as much sugar as you want to. No. We are consuming types of food when chemically broken down that our body cannot use. When we wonder, think about it. You're like, gosh, I'm eating the same this year as I did last year, but I put on about 3 or 4 pounds last year, and I know I need to drop maybe some weight there. And then the year passes and now you're like, oh my gosh, I put on like another 4 pounds. I'm like 8 to 10 pounds up. Why do I keep gaining weight? I'm not doing anything differently. How are you eating? How are you fueling your body? Are you fueling your body for convenience? Or are you fueling your body because an acquired taste? Or are you choosing to fuel your body for optimal performance? This weight gain of how we get over a period of years is because we're eating these foods and our body takes this sugar. And the sugar that we take in and it says, okay, cells, are you ready? And the insulin goes in to prep the cells and says, are you ready to take it in? If those cells say, nope, I'm not, it communicates, nope, I can't, doors close, then what happens to the sugar? It goes to fat storage. Boom, boom, boom. And you wonder why you continue to gain weight and gain weight and gain weight. You're putting in food that your body doesn't need, but we're consuming it as if we need it. We go back to the question, what are you eating? Now, I know this can be so overwhelming. And here at Create Your Now, I'm all about what? The KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. So we're going to start small so we can break this down little by little because this can be totally drive you crazy. So I'm going to tell you what to do, your KISS, so you won't go crazy. Are you on board with me? All right, here you go. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Start with the fundamental basics. The fundamental basics. And the key word there is fundamental. I want you to think of this as fun. I don't want you to think about this as work. It's amazing how I didn't used to like to read growing up. In fact, I would never tell my children this, and now I'm telling this across the world that I was not one who ever liked to read, but now I can't get my hands on books fast enough. I can't read enough material. They say we have so much information thrown at us. We're bombarded with it. And I do. I read. I probably have on average over 350 to 400 emails that come into me a day. Most of those, I would say over half are those that I actually subscribe to, believe it or not. The other half, or probably about the other quarter, maybe business related, all of it's business related. I may have like a trickle of personal, because why? If you want something from me, you know how to reach me and you come right to me. We're connected at the hip. That's just how I roll because I really believe in relationships. And then I have the other stuff that's maybe 20% of it is spam that, you know, it happens to get it. But most of the time, my computer's really good the way I've set it up and it takes out my spam and I don't have to look at it. This is stuff that actually comes into my real inbox. That's a lot of information. With all that information being thrown at us, we are confused. No wonder you don't know where to eat or how to eat, how to fuel your body for optimal performance. We're defeated before we even get started. And that's why we've got to get what? Start with the fundamental basics. We got to look at this from the fun part of it. So here on each step, there's only 3 steps and I'm going to break them down for you. This is where I want you to start to focus on and then we'll go down even deeper. Okay. Number one, I want you to start to read the labels of the foods you were eating. And when I say read the labels, I'm not saying sitting here going through all the ingredients. No. There are 2 things I want you to look at. I want you to look at the serving size and the total carbs. That's it. Why, you ask me? I'm going to give you an amazing example. Well, at least I think it should be amazing. It deals with chocolate. Everybody loves chocolate, right? Okay, my daughter doesn't. So not everybody loves chocolate. But right now, we're going to use Ben and Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough. Now, I have to tell you, I'm not getting paid for this. There's no affiliation with Ben and Jerry's, and I've eaten their ice cream. So just know I'm stating this because I know a lot of you have eaten Ben and Jerry's. It's something that's around the world. You can go get it. They serve their ice cream in what? Pint size, okay? You need to understand I'm looking at the chocolate chip cookie dough. The serving size for the chocolate chip cookie dough is a half a cup. There's approximately 3 to 4 servings in that pint of ice cream. You know what that little pint looks like, don't you? You're imagining it right now. And you're like, only a half a cup? And I'm here to tell you there's 33 grams of sugar, total carbs, in Ben and Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. Did you fall off your chair yet? Please keep your hands on the steering wheel. Close your mouth. It's okay. 33 grams. What were we just talking about that American Heart Association recommends? That the World Health Organization says no more than? And they really say what? 25 grams of sugar? This is added sugar. This ice cream is considered completely added. So you can argue with me whether it's a fruit versus this. No, this is added sugar into your diet. You do just a serving, which, as you know, you're not just eating a serving. You're probably at least having a cup of ice cream. Come on. I've made ice cream cones before that you buy in the store and that you fill that ice cream. You are not just putting a half a cup in there. Even I can eat more than a half a cup of ice cream, yet you're consuming more than your daily allowance of 33 grams. That daily allowance is only 25 grams, women. Yeah. Holy cow. Yet you're eating the serving size. And you wonder why. Well, I'm eating like I should. But let's say, okay, so I'm having this ice cream delight. I don't eat it every day, Christiane, but maybe I eat it twice a week. What is your body saying? And you wonder why every single year you feel like your clothes are not fitting right. Read the labels. Focus on what? The serving size and the total carbohydrates. That's all I want you to be aware of. That's it. We'll go in deeper about food labels, but right now that's where it stops. Number 2, consume more real food. Whole foods, food in the most natural state. I want you shopping the perimeter of your grocery store. That's what? Think about it. Your fruits and vegetables. Some of your fattier foods called what? Meats. Oh, yes. You can do lean meats too. We're going to talk about fats later, but we got to stick with sugars right now. You need to consume more real food. Think about what you're eating. Would you say that you are consuming in a meal more than 60% of processed foods? And you're like, well, what do you mean by processed foods? What I mean by that is rice, bread that comes out of the package. That means you didn't grind all the grains and make it homemade. No. I'm talking about anything that's prepackaged. The exception to that is like your meats that are frozen or your fruits that are frozen in their own, no added sugars, which is very important to read the labels. Some of our fruits that are out there that are frozen have added sugar in them. You want to make sure that there's no sugar added. You just want the whole fruit that's been frozen, the vegetables that are frozen, the meats that, yes, they've gone to the butcher, but now they're frozen for your convenience, okay? There may be, if you get some meats so that are already sauced, okay, you know what I'm talking about, the ones that already are seasoned and, oh, in this wonderful scrumptious batter, or they are coated, like you have to deep fry them or whatever. So I'm talking your white chicken nuggets. Those are processed. That's not real chicken. But if you're looking at like a chicken breast or maybe chicken thighs that are frozen, okay, yes, technically that's processed because it went to the butcher, but that's still considered real food, okay? But be aware. Notice, read those labels. It goes back up to 1. Look at them. See if sugar's been added in the process. You'll know by looking at the label, by seeing total carbs. And you're looking at the number total carbs. Don't worry about the fiber and the sugars listed underneath. I'm telling you to look at the total carbs. We'll talk about that later as we get deeper. But that's where you need to go. So you've got to consume more real food. Shop the perimeter of your grocery store. And 3, in order to start with the fundamentals of the basics, you got to drink water. We talked about this. I know I hound you about this. We talk about that if you wanted to lose weight, you need to be drinking half of your body weight in ounces. Water is a building block. It's a vital nutrient. Did you know that over 60% of the human body is made of water? Men should be drinking approximately 3 liters of water. That's water. That's not tea. That's not coffee. That's not hot cocoa. That's not anything made with water. We're talking straight H2O. I'm telling you, it makes a world of difference in your body. You're here to fuel your body for optimal performance, mama. This is not time to cut yourself short. You got to be drinking more water. If you're not a heavy drinker, don't try to start drinking 64 ounces. Start slow. Add it up. Little bits at a time. Increase it. Start with 1 or 2 bottles of water a day. Maybe you're aiming for 16 ounces a day because you've never drunk water before. That's okay. Next week, add on another one. Maybe a few days after that, add on another one. Pretty soon, you'll be up to at least the 64 ounces of water a day. And if you think about that, you double it. That's for a person who weighs, on average, 128 pounds. Here in America, most of us are way over that amount of weight. We can be drinking more water than it's even the 64 ounces. Our water helps to regulate our body temperature. It helps to lubricate our joints. It also helps in what? The transportation of nutrients through the bloodstream. And ultimately, it helps what? To flush the waste. Yes, our body was made to urinate. When you only have to go to the bathroom twice a day, that is not normal. You're operating, almost suffocating your body because you're putting it in dehydration mode all the time. You are in starvation mode, dehydration mode. Your body doesn't know what to do. So you're not running on optimal performance. When you think about water, I want to leave you with a few of these things here. And then we're going to come back because I know we're going over, but this is so important. 73% of your brain and heart is water. Your lungs, 83% is water. Your skin, 64% is water. Your muscles and kidneys, 79% is water. Your bones even have water in it. Not a ton, but 31% is still a lot of water. Water is a critical, vital nutrient to fueling your athletic body. Remember, you're an athlete of life. You got to start thinking like that. When you're caring for others, by golly, your sport is life. If you want to take it to the next level, and you're like, okay, Christiane, I'm kind of already doing that, but how do I really dig a little bit deeper? I want you to start with a journal. Do a food journal a day. Just get a simple piece of paper. In fact, I will, right now, I'm writing a note to myself. Hold on here. Okay, I will put on there a page that you can use that'll help you track it. It's simple. And I'll make it real easy. You can print it off and you can use it free for download. Go to the show notes or head on over to createyournow.com. If you're not sure where to find it, hey, you can always come and ask for help. Go in and join our Facebook group, Women of Impact. It's facebook.com/groups/thewomenofimpact. I had to put the "the" in there because Women of Impact was already taken. So it's the Women of Impact because you're it. You are the Women of Impact. You're the army. It's time to fuel your body for optimal performance. You were created on purpose for a purpose. You have dreams within you that you want to come true. You have goals right now that you want to be met. In order to do all of that, you got to fuel your body. It's all about you need food to survive, but fuel to thrive. So go out and fuel your body today for optimal performance. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.